tough subject today. Looks like it's a press conference over here. We have a tough subject, a subject which a lot of people are afraid to talk about, and a lot of people are afraid to hear about. But as anything else in the Torah, these are things which are beferisha, psukim the Torah, these are halachas, and kedarki b'kodesh, whenever I say a shir, or whenever I talk to guys in learning, I will never say something which I can't cover inside with Maor Mekoymus. There's no such thing as saying that it says it somewhere I can't find it. I'm very much makpid on that, and sometimes I'll find I can't find it, then I'll admit that it might be a mistake. But I will not say anything which I can't document. So if I say something which sounds like it's wild, or it's gzereshen Rav Tzirchon Lamed Boy, or it sounds like it can't be that, that's mutter, don't be surprised. I'm not making anything up, and you can always ask me. I'm around during the week, sometimes here, sometimes in the next room, but I'm around here. And you can always ask me, and I will tell you where it came from. Okay, so we're going to talk about the subject of Rachok Me'arayis. I had to ask the Mashgiach two questions before I gave this year. First question was, does he allow me to talk about this subject? Because I know it's a sensitive subject, and they might have their Ashkofas or whatever. And I know that I'm not dealing with guys in Brisk, or in the, I see the guys are normally Melech over here. I wasn't aware they're Chzidisha guys. But I wasn't sure that he would want me to give a shir on that subject, and the Mashgiach said, Fakert. Bechlet, he wants dafka that someone should say the halachas on the subject. And then after that came, I had to think, how am I going to tell the secretary to put up a sign? Since I know that they never put down a word of Lashon Kodesh or Vrit over here, it's only Altaras Anglit in English, how in the world do you write down Harchokim Arais in English? So with the help of the, I've been here over 40 years, so my English gets better with the years, but with the help of the Mashgiach, we came up with this sign, distancing yourselves from women, and I was afraid it might also make some people distance themselves from the shir, but I see the Baruch Hashem, we have an oil. Okay, let's start with the basics. The basics are, there's a few isurim which are involved when you come to Chokim Arayis. The first one is, the Torah says, Leisikrivu Legalis Erva. What does it mean, Leisikrivu? Don't come close to being Megal and Erva. So there's a big machlekes, a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban understands that Leisikrivu is like a Loshen Nekia, a nice way for the Torah to say, don't have bia, don't have relations with these people. So the Torah is not going to say Leisovoy or something like that, or Leisivo or something like that. So the Torah says Leisikrivu, Gal Serva, don't come close to her. It's like a Loshen Nekia to say you shouldn't have bia, you shouldn't have relations. That's it. Afterwards, anything less than that, which would mean hugging, kissing, touching affectionately, something like that, that's not an Deisur. That's only the Rabbonin. That's how the Ramban understands the Pasuk. The Rambam, however, doesn't learn like that. And the Rambam, by the way, is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ebenezer Simcha Falef, which means we're going to be passing here like the Rambam. The Rambam learns, no, there's a separate Isser of Leisikrivul Gals Erva. You can't do anything which involves Kirva. Leisikrivul Gals Erva, what's an Erva? An Erva is a person that's Osir for me to have relations with her. That's the Erva. Leisikrivu, the Torah is telling you a specific Isser, you can't do anything which brings you to Kirva, which brings you to affection, to closeness. For instance, hugging, kissing, touching affectionately, all these things are deraises according to the Rambam. And again, the Shulchan Aruch goes like this Rambam. So therefore, it's kedai that a person should know these things, because since we're passing like the Rambam, doing something like this wrong, you're over a deraisa. Not just that, I'm sure the Olam is aware that there is a concept, a musig, that's called Abizrayu de Gili Arayis. Abizrayu de Gili Arayis, what's Abizrayu in English? Accessory. Accessories to Gili Arayis. The halach is, if someone sticks a gun to your head and says, I want you to eat treifus, if not I'm going to blow your brains out or something like that, you have to eat treifus. Because you have a halach, we talked about last week, v'chai v'hem. You're not mechiv to moisa nefesh, you're not allowed to be moisa nefesh on a something which says in the Torah, except for three averis. Avodah Zorah, Shvichas Domim, and Gili Arayis. Which means to say that Gili Arayis is one of the big three, that even if someone sticks the gun to your head, you're supposed to be moisa nefesh, and it says, even if it's Abizrai of the Gili Arayis. Very often you're dealing with Abizrai de Gila Reis if you're being overly circled Gal Serva. What's the question?
How does a Pnuya fit into the category of Reis?
A Pnuya is not yet an Erva. It's less. I punked Pnuya is a woman that's not married, single. Dafka today, an interesting question which came up. I sometimes have to answer the Kavalocha somehow or another. They stuck my name in the English Kavalocha where people call up certain times of the day with Shilas. And sometimes they have brilliant questions, sometimes they have dumb questions. Today someone asked a question, which wasn't so dumb. She has to be in the house together with her father-in-law. Her father-in-law is 80, and she said that he's an old man, that he's impotent, and is there a problem of yichud to be with her father-in-law? heavy question. So I told her, it's Aser. There's an Isser of Yichud, and it says specifically in the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's a Zokin or a Zakin, even an old person. So she told me, someone said, but if it's the eyes impotent, there's no chashash, whatever. I said, I don't remember that way, but I want to check this again, call me back. You have to push it. No how to answer, shoot off an answer, and how to shut your mouth when you don't know. I wouldn't really remember. I said, I have to look it up. And I take down the numbers in case I see there's not much time for them to call back. Oh, I'll take down the number, I'll call them back. And I looked it up afterwards. It says specifically that does not help a Gabi Yichud, only by a Pnuya, because a Pnuya is only Yichud Rabbonin. When it comes to Yichud, Eishes Ishes Deraisa, and a Pnuya is Rabbonin. This lady, she has an old father, only he's 80 something, but Lamaisha, she's an Eishes Ishes, that's a Deraisa. By Deraisa, it doesn't help, it's still Aser. So I gave her different Eishes. She can stand next to the window, she can have the door open. Obviously, in a cold night, you're going to sleep, you have the door open, you have other Eitzes, you give a neighbor a key. There are Eitzes, but it is a problem with Yichud. Anyway, we went off the subject. So the first one we talked about is the Sikvul Galas Erva. The next Isser we're dealing with is the Isser of Istaklus Barayas, looking at an Erva. Now, here we have a little of a machleis we're showing them how this breaks down. Because we have one Isser which is saying Krishna every day. Loisa Sura Achel Levachem V'Achay Nechem. Achel Levachem, the Mor says in Brocha is. The Mor says in Brocha is, that means Minus Apikorsis, the Rangashkofa, Deus Koizvis. Achre Enechem means to look at women. Then we have another pasuk that says v'nishmartem mikol dovero, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf says that refers to don't look at women the day shloyovoy the day tuma belaila. You shouldn't come to tuma night. What does that mean? There is an isser of looking at women. There is another isser of looking. If you look at a woman to have hanoah, to enjoy it, you're doing over an isser. And if a person has what you call in English erratic thoughts, you're thinking about bia, touching, kissing, anything like that, that's an Issa Deraisa. And it's very interesting, you have sometimes people, some of the Rishonim bring down, that this is like the litmus test. The litmus test is not a Lashon Rishonim, but I'm just applying it, that this is sometimes the litmus test of a person, whether he's a Yerush Shemayim or not. You can have a person with a long white beard, mamash like the Tanakama, right? And he's going down the street and he's looking all places there, and you don't notice it. I don't know where you're looking, you don't know where I'm looking. You never know. So you can have b'metzi as a person that looks like a big tzaddik, and he's telling everybody Musa Yerushalayim, but the mice he's looking where he's not supposed to be looking, he's being over the rice. And it says b'feirish in Chazal that a person who looks where he's usher to look is a rosha, with the long white beard and he knows Torah, whatever. The Gemara says in Brochas, Daf Samachav, there's a Gemara that says that a person that has full of Torah mitzvahs and maisim tovim, if he goes to a beach where he knows they used to wash, they didn't have wash machines, they used to wash the laundry on the beach. So they went to the beach, they have to pick up the dress, go there, to do the wash. It was not the good place. Women are like not properly dressed over there. So Gemara brings down, even if a person looks over there, they had no reason to look there. So Gemara brings down that even if he's full of Torah, Maisim Toivim, Lo Yunoka, Midin Shal Gehenna. He's going to burn in Gehenna.
That also apply to something like this, an actual person, like a picture or like.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. For the very simple reason, because as I was about to say, there's separate Isurim over here. There's the Isur of Istaklus, looking. There's the Isur of Hirhur, of thinking about something which is Usher to do regarding Bia and things like Kir of Arais, whatever. That's also Isur Daraisa. And then the worst is if a person has what's called Kishui, which means in English erection, and if that brings at night to what they call a wet dream, you're over Daraisas. So the way Moshe breaks it down, and everybody agrees to this break, the way Moshe brings it down is Loisa Sur Achel Einechem is telling you actually just looking. If you look and that's it, you had a no, that's Issa Deraisa. The other lab, Nishmarat Bekoldevara, that's if it brings to something worse, like Hirur Kishin, whatever. No?
What about listening?
That's another question. That's Kolisha. That's way down.
Listening as in, like, let's say someone listens to something, some kind of voice, right? Which is in a scenario of Bia, whatever it is.
So one second. So let's break that down. There's an Isser, which is Kol Isha, you're not supposed to hear a woman singing. You have to listen to me, not to him. The Divir Rava, Divir Talmud, Divir Mishaimim. Usually the answer is whichever is louder, but the there's an Isser of Kol Bisha Erva, that's a Gemara Brach Staf of Dalet. That's only Drabonon, that's Drabonon Regeizer. Now what you're saying is, well, Moshe, I'll give you an example. Someone's watching some dirty movie, which obviously is being over all different Yisroel right there, because looking was not supposed to look, thinking was not supposed to think, and who knows how much further it goes. But there's when you hear, like someone cracks a dirty joke, right? Or someone sees a picture on the wall of a movie or something which he's not supposed to be seeing. Since you think about it, it brings it to the hear, you're doing Yisroel Deraisa. So you have to be careful not to go to such places. So hold on. So now we have, Moshe is bringing it to two Yisroel. Loisa Sur is the actual looking, and Nishmartim Kol Devara, if that brings to other results, which are other Isidraises, of Hirur, of Kisha Aver, of Zeril Vatola, which means they call wet dream, All these different things are deraisas. Now, if a person stam went on the street and he saw a woman, he didn't do an isser. If he keeps on looking to have a no, then he did an isser. But if he turns away, and obviously you have to know, and all these isurim, it's kedai to learn the halachas. Why is it kedai to learn the halachas? So the Chafetz Chaim brings in Shmir Saloshan that when it comes to the Chazloshan Hora, so a person thinks to himself, as Yetzer Hara tells him, why should I learn this? I'm not going to be able to keep it anyway. It's better that I don't learn it and then do fakert. Mutu shi shayin if I am izidin. Yetzer Hara is mamash alamdin, right? Chafetz Chaim says, not true. Why? Because after all said and done, it is part of the Torah. Mutu shi shayin if I am izidin doesn't mean you don't have to learn the Torah. You have to learn the Torah. Beschus the fact that you learn it, so the first thing down, you have two things going for you. A is, it's easier when you know the halacha to know how to avoid the problem. I teach the guys basar v'cholov. They find things they've been doing in the kitchen, their mothers, their in-laws, and whatnot. Mamish basar v'cholov, treifus, who knows, whatnot. It gets very scary. But at the same time, when you learn it, it now becomes a lot easier to keep a kosher kitchen. It makes it easier. When you know what the boundaries are, and what's mutter, what's asr, you also know how to get around it. What I'm going to try to teach you right now is not just what's asr, asr, asr. I'm trying to show you what is mutter, and how you get around it. The Torah says, k'doshim tiyu b'toich b'nei Yisrael. What's a b'toich b'nei Yisrael? K'doshim tiyu. No. Ramban, others say, you have to know how to be kodesh b'soich b'nei Yisrael, be between your other friends. Don't look like an idiot. A person's not going to go on the street and go like this the whole day. I mean, the guys do that too, right? We have over here in Yishlam, they have these women also that go like nuns, right? All cover up. All different mishagas you have today, right? You could have a man going like that also. Just make sure there's two of them. The man going with his veil and the woman with him. They might bump into each other. That could be interesting. But the ma'isa, there is a way of doing these things and you're still normal. No?
If a person basically sees something while he's walking the street, right? And after he starts thinking about it, would that thing that he saw...
It was not over anything. If he starts thinking about it, then he's over, yeah?
It is right.
A person, look, every person has what's called hirhur aveir. A person sometimes starts thinking about that. If he has yirah shamayim, he has to know how to be mevatel machshava. What do you do when you go to the bathroom, you start thinking and learning? Isn't it interesting? Some people, the whole day, they're wasting time. And poof, when they go to the bathroom, suddenly start thinking of a sugya or a nice musr. The Yitzhar has his ways of doing things. You have to know how to be mevatel machshava, how to change the thought. On a computer, on the TV, on a movie, you push a button, you change the screen. You have to know how to change the screen. That's all. You get used to it. Now, let's go into, let's start with the idea of Archoka Me'arayis. Archoka Me'arayis. That means to say, anybody that it's usher to have a rayis with, it's also usher to do anything which is kirva, which means hugging, kissing, touching, all these things are usher. Comes the obvious question. First of all, the question is, what about a sister? What about an aunt? What about a grandmother? So these things are Shulchan Aruch. Most of what you can hear from me tonight, in the half hour that I have over here, is can be found either in Evan Ezer Simen Chaf Aleph. The whole Simen is about 3-4 pages. These are mamash halachas mufrashas in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not here for Musar. The Shashivi asked me a few times to say Musar Shmuzim. I don't think I myself am a big Yerushmaim. I'm not going to give Musar to somebody else. And halacha, so I talk in halacha. The halachas over here are in Evan Ezer, Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simen Chaf Aleph. It's, I think, 10 sifim. It's not that big. And you can also open your Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Krishmas, Simen Ayin Hei. The first few sifim over there, you have over there stakles barais, kol isha kira rais. Most of the things over there, even though over there it's brought down derech agav, there it's talking about, can I say krishma when a woman is in front of me partially exposed, or you see his wife's hair during krishma, things like that, or hearing someone singing. But derech agav, the Mishnah Berurah brings in a lot of these halachas also. Now, when is it? Which people is it usher to hug and kiss? It's mutter for a person to hug and kiss his mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, or further up, no problem. And the same thing, go down. If you want to kiss the person's daughter, granddaughter, great-granddaughter, no problem. Oh, now we get to the sister. The sister's a problem. The sister and an aunt. An aunt meaning to say his father's sister. His mother's sister is mamish osir. But even the father's sister. There's a lashon of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch that says that if a person kisses his sister or his father's sister, even though he has no hearer whatsoever, it's a dover iser, dover shel gnai u'maisa tipshim. It's the only place in the Shulchan Aruch that I'm aware of that has this triple loshen. Gnai, iser, and maisa tipshim. And the loshen is coming straight from the Rambam, and Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that what he means to say is, technically, it's only drabonon, because a person does not have any hearer, any lust, or any taiva to his sister or to his aunt. But nevertheless, there is an ister abonin. And since a person is going to think, it's not so important, so therefore the Rambam said this triple loshen, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Dover iser, gnai, and maisa tipshim. Which means, don't do it.
Does it make a
Does it make a difference if she's married? No. It just makes it worse. If she's married, she also becomes Eshet Ish. Any sister?
Any sister. You're not allowed to hug or kiss your sister.
You go by A through Z, you go alphabetical order, any sister. If your sister is a little girl and she's less than 3 years old, then you can kiss her. Yeah.
That's it.
Four, yeah. You can't hug or kiss her?
The, according to the Mishnah Brura, the surim of Archolka from Arayis start at age 3. Now there is a daya. I think in this particular din, a lot of people are nixer worse than that. I think sometimes a person goes to his friend's house, there's a little girl going around, and they won't think twice. A girl that's 6 or 7 years old, hug her, kiss her, whatever. Outright also, you can't do that. All these things are also.
Isn't it 12?
No. 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 It doesn't say 12. It doesn't say that.
Yes, yeah, I got married at 3 years old, bro.
Well, I hope your sister doesn't. Huh? No. I'm not sure I know what the word. What did you say? Pitching? Did I hear?
Yeah. Like,
pitching. In my days, there's a Cy Younger word for a pitcher. What's pitching? Oh, pinching a cheek. No, you're not supposed to do that at that age.
What about a niece?
A niece for sure. Also, it's not even shy though. Al pidin. It starts from 3 years old. Lemaisa, there is a chazon ish that says that it doesn't. These things don't start from 3, but they start from 5 or 6. From the time he says that the lashon is that when you start seeing a change in her body, which the students, the talmidim, explain to be 5 or 6 years old. There is such a daya till 5 or 6. There is such a daya, but not more than that. You're not going to find anybody that says more than 5 or 6. You'll find a lot of people that do it. I know that. I know that. You made that one up. Where did that come from? I have no idea what the 9 came from. The reason why it's... Look, I'm going to give you a reason for something it says. I'm not going to say a reason it doesn't say. The reason why it says 3 is because that's the age she's Roy Labia, right? For that same reason, if a person has to be a babysitter for a little girl and she's 3 years old, there's a problem with Yichud. A lot of people don't know that. Yes. Yes. That's the Dinah Shachanor. What? Again, the Mishnah Brura goes exactly like by Yichud, that it starts from 3. The Mishnah Brura understands that Chalk Arise, all these things are 3. There is a day at 5 and a half, 6. And if somebody wants to go like the day, I'm not going to stop him. There is such a day, but you're not going to have more than that. This 9 doesn't exist.
A babysitter, 5-year-old kid. Five-year-old boy to a girl babysitter,
12, 13, 14, 15. It's got to be the, if it's only an isser by a godel. A godel. If the girl's 3 and he's bar mitzvah, it's a problem. If she's 12 and he's 9, that's the converse. But if they're both tanim, it's not a problem. Because one's an eved or isser, one's not.
What's the reason?
That you have to ask the Rebbeinu. I didn't write the Torah, he did. There's certain things that are choik. We don't have the reason why. We don't have a reason why.
There's a choik?
Yes. And they're right. What you're allowed to marry, what you're not allowed to marry is a choik. A person is allowed to marry his sister's daughter. Kids, sir, let's not get into that right now. That's another subject. There's a chukim, what you can, what you can't. One second, let's get this straight. The kids, sir, the din of a chukim arise applies to anybody except the people above you, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. There are a lot of people that are going to be careful. There's actually a me'iri that says that a person should not kiss even the ones that are mutter, like his mother's sister. You should not do it on the street in front of people. That's not brought down a Shulchan Aruch, but a lot of people on this and that. You will not see a choshev yid that he's going to go and kiss even his, certainly not his wife and his mother on the street, because it doesn't look too good. The Gemara actually says in Brochus, the Gemara says that Shisha Dvorim him Gnaila Tam Chochem. The Gemara says even talking to one in the street. Shena Kol Bekim Bekarvoisav. Now we're not nizer in that today. It doesn't say Osir, it says Gnai. Today, no one keeps that except maybe some Rabbi Arlach, some Geras, whatever, but the Goyim does not keep it.
Yes, sir,
but no, you will not see a Choshevi.
No, not on the street, but in general. So you're letting a hug?
Sister? No. No. Nope. 100%. I'm telling you, dinner shochanoch, a black and white machaber. Open up Ebenezer.
Is there anyone that holds that you're allowed to, or there's no one at all? Like, there's always machlekes. Everything Judaism is machlekes.
You want to be the first?
No.
You want to be the first to say it's mutter?
No. I'm asking. Is there any reliable source, the mechaber, anything? Or
the mechaber says point blank that it's also. What are you going to do? I know a lot of people that do it, but.
No, I'm asking.
No, this is good passage. There's no argument. It's drabonon. When it comes to a sister and an aunt, that's drabonon. When it comes to anybody else, it's deraisa. Since we go like the Rambam that says that a chokim arayis is deraisa, so if it's somebody that's B is awesome in a Torah, so then it'll be a deraisa. By the sister and the father's sister, that's drabonon. Okay? What's it?
Hugging your sister, hugging your aunt is the same avera. It's the same level as an avera, which.
I'm telling you, the father's sister and your own sister is the same level as drabonon. The mother's sister is after a deraisa. You can't do it. I don't know why you're saying that. In my circles, in my days, I remember it was like a lot of people did it. I once told my father, somebody told me it's also, he said, tell me you're nuts. After I found out my father, it's often a dinner show. No, that doesn't know. You have a lot of from people who know. My sekirva means to say hugging, kissing, touching affectionately. Now, there's a machlekes when it comes to kol isha by your sister. When you hear your sister singing, that's a machlekes. Some people are mater and some aser. That's singing, because singing is only drabonon in the first place. But hugging and kissing is a black and white din. Open up a Shulchan Aruch, don't rely on me. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Chafal for Nebuchadnezzar, the last din is black and white.
Is it yichud with one sister?
No, yichud is a special din by a sister. Yichud by mother, grandmother, great grandmother is mutter, daughter, granddaughter, mutter. By a sister, it says only mutter if it's oifen aroi. And there's a question what oifen aroi is. Some say it means 3 days is mutter, some say 30 days. Ramosha has a unique shita that it doesn't go by days, as long as it's obvious that she's only a guest, or you're only a guest, you see the suitcases. But the Lashon Shulchan Aruch is Lashon aroi. Your house? You don't have a father or mother? Is no one else there? That's not a problem. That's for sure right. Babysitting for your sister? What? His is 27. She doesn't need a babysitter. Again, Yichud is not going to be a problem with your sister. It's, if it's Oifen Aroi, it's Mutter. Why is it Keva though? There's no parents around. There's parents around. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say you're here in Yerushalayim, okay, and you have a sister in the seminary, and she wants to come right now. Obviously, not going to work in a dormitory, but she wants to come. You have an apartment. She's going to stay by you. That's where the question starts. There's no parents around, okay? So the halacha is it's mutter by from the roi. Some say it's mutter up to 3 days. Some say 30 days. And the Moshe has a tshuva that it's not an amount of days, as long as it's obvious she's only temporary, which is... So now you're going over to the shahs of Yichud. When it comes to Yichud, if I close the door to the building, even though we're in separate rooms, it's still a problem of Yichud. We're going to go into a whole tangent right now. Then it'll depend in case one door is locked, one is open. There's a whole bunch of questions. We can do that some other time.
And
right now,
if you close the door to the building,
he can't get over the fact he can't kiss his sister 27 times. What? I thought they were going to surprise you something. But these are open in them. Don't think I made it up. Don't think I'm a frumi. You know, whatever I'm telling you, you can look it up in Shulchan Aruch. It's black and white. What? It's either 3 or it's 5.5 or 6.
There's no problem.
So that's what the Mechaber says. Even though there's no hearer by your sister or by aunt, nevertheless, it's a Maisa Tipsha, Maisa Ganai, which means they're a bun and made Xera. Why? Because the minute you're going to kiss your sister, or you're going to hug your sister, then why can't I kiss my sister-in-law? And the minute you kiss your aunt, that's your father's sister, why can't I kiss my mother's sister? And the minute you kiss your mother's sister, say, well, I have a sister-in-law or an older cousin that she's like 85, why should I kiss her? Which is also outright in Shulchan Aruch, that it's also. People make these Gzeir Shavas. People are very quick on the trigger when it comes to making a Teir. Right?
What about non-Maisa
A Pnuya, it's also Aser 100%, because she has a din of a Nida. Since she has a din of a Nida, she has a din of an Erba. What? Let's not go into that right now, but I never knew, but so you don't have girls on the street today that are not a Nida, and they certainly don't go advertising a sign, I'm not a Nida. On the contrary, there's a takona that the Chazal made a few hundred years ago, that a woman should not toivel, so therefore she'll think twice before she ever wants to do a Vera, because she knows she's dealing with the Isurim of Koras.
What if she's older and her husband's nifter and she kept in or something, whatever age, I don't know.
Who's the she, an almona? Talk English.
Let's say someone has a sister.
No.
Well, not a sister, that's an 80-year-old. Pnuya, who's an Amara, yeah. An Amara who's 50-something years old. So she's already Ais Nida.
It's still, there's still an Isser of Yichud, there's still an Isser of Chokim Arayis. It's definitely Osir. We're not going into the details, it's definitely Osir. No. No. What's that touching? Do I walk on the street and stop touching like this? When you're touching a person, you're showing affection, right? If I gave you, if I gave you something, believe it or not, one of the Chayim talks about a person that his wife is a nida, where there's an issur of touching, and he's a truma sadesh. And what's the din if you hit her? Is that considered? There's no derchiba, right? I'm not suggesting it. I'm not suggesting it. It's definitely not smart thing to do. But one of the Chayim talks about. They're showing him. He talks about that. Okay, you want to talk about shaking hands? We have to make this short. Shaking hands. That's a nice question. I was afraid I'm going to fall into pitfalls over here, but I know these halachas. People, when they hear them the first time, they think, wow, where did this come from? Like it's a meteor that just came from heaven. It's not. These are all the Shulchan Aruch. Shaking hands is a major problem. Why? Because in a lot of societies, it's a very normal thing. When you meet a woman, you shake your hand. Okay? Why are you shaking a person's hand? So usually, it's to show affection, but not always. Sometimes it could be because of business. You want to make a deal. Hello, how are you? You met someone, the governor, or someone the government, or a person wants to work in Kiryat Chaim, right? Can you shake people's hands? So here, we find a lot of people who do it, but if you look inside, this is not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that you should not do anything which is Kiryat and which might bring to hearer, and the Shulchan Aruch does not specifically talk about shaking hands. Reb Moshe Feinstein has four tshuvas on the subject, and Reb Moshe Feinstein says, Osir, 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 can't shake hands. I know from a first in Chicago, now let's think, what are the possibilities involved? There's a possibility of Hirur. She might be a pretty woman. You might think, oh, what a beautiful woman. And who knows what else will come out, right? So that's one problem. And there's also a possibility that the Gemara brings down that if a person looks at Arayis, then in the end, he's Mazana with these Arayis. The Gemara says, not after this one, but he's Mazana with Arayis. The Gemara says that. The Gemara calls him a Rosha. So when the question is, when a person shakes a woman's hand, you're going to tell me, well, there's a difference if you shake the woman's hand, she's 20, than if she's 86. There might be a difference, right? There's less chance of here. But Chazal said, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's Le Plug. So Reb Moshe Feinstein, I know from Rabbi First from Chicago, that Reb Moshe held in certain situations, he was matter for a person to shake hands. For instance, if the person was married, that was the first condition. If the person was married, and he knew the Isurim involved, he knew that he's not allowed to come to Hirur, he's not allowed to come to Kisha Aver, he's not allowed to come to anything like that. If he knows what's Osir, which means he knew the guy's here, Shemaim Ben Tayer, and it was a Shasat Chak, like for business, he was matter. For a bocher, he asked it across the board, right? And no, it's very, very understandable. And they asked him, why don't you write in the tshuvas? The way it goes in the tshuvas is, in the one tshuva he says, you can't shake hands with a woman. So the next guy from England says, okay, I can't offer her hand, but if she offers to me, it's a question of embarrassment, should that be mutter? No, he asked that too. Why does Reb Moshe say in all four tshuvas that there are certain cases that are mutter? So Reb Moshe said, I know for sure that if I put down that certain cases are mutter, everybody say it's me. Everybody's going to say, I'm the one that is matter. So Reb Moshe has an offer tshuvas, osir, osir, osir. But I understand from that if a person is a married guy and there is a shai lemaisa, whether it's kiv rechikim, whether it's business or something like that, a government official, he should ask a shaila because there are certain cases Reb Moshe matter. The Chazanish held that it's considered abizrayu de gilu arayis and it's yimchuyv to moiser nefesh not to do it. That's what he says. Yehorig v'yavri, he writes, black and white. And they asked the Stipler to say for Krayan Digger, so I believe you have it here. Krayan Digger is the letters from the Stipler. He was a Talmud and the brother-in-law of the Chazanish. They asked him, is it true that the Chazanish held Yehorig Valyavr? He said, I didn't hear it from him, but by me it's poshut that that's the case. So the Stipler and the Chazanish both write down Yehorig Valyavr. Lemaisa, all the Paiskim say it's Osir. You're right that the Yekis have a minig, that they shake hands, and there are certain communities where they did do it. Ramosha writes, it may be they thought XYZ, maybe they thought that since when you're doing it, you're only doing it for business purposes and there's no affection involved, maybe that's why it matter. And Lemaisa, you shouldn't do it. So when I was in Eish HaTorah many years ago, so they were teaching, some of the people were teaching that it's mutter, and they brought a rai for Moshe. They actually had photos. I told Moshe it's also. What do you mean? We saw the photos that it's mutter. The Pasha didn't know how to read it. They saw Moshe says that you saw certain people doing it, it's because of XYZ. And they didn't read the Hemshech where he says, even though that might have been the Cheshon, Avada, they're wrong and it's also. So Moshe writes. Okay? So I'm just telling you, these are black and white things. Let me tell you a Maisa to show you. I'll tell you two stories. We have to end because Rashi says never go away for half an hour because guys have to go to sleep. What?
They put the comma in the wrong place.
Okay. I'll tell you a Maisa. Anybody here with Menashe Klein?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one person, everybody. Ever heard of the Panav Zharov? The Panav Zharov, this I read in a book somewhere. The Panav Zharov was in South Africa, and he was by this rich lady that gives a lot of money to the Panav Yeshiva. Okay? And now, she said she's going to give a big pledge. Thank you very much. She sticks hands around. Rabbi, it was a pleasure of having you here. So what is he going to do to Parmesh Rav? Oh, with such a mamash, I'm a chai, I'm so happy I came. Rabbi, I'm very happy, I wish you a nice trip. Oh, with such a pleasure. He didn't want to give her a hand. See, he thought he's going to go like this, and she's not going to realize he doesn't want to give the hand. So she says, Rabbi, it seems to be pretty obvious you don't want to shake my hand. If you can't shake my hand, why should I give you $100,000? And he tried to explain her. According to the way I read the stories, he didn't get the money. He lost the money, but he wasn't going to do it. He wasn't going to do it. That's one story. That's a printed story. Then as a Maisa heard, I don't know if anybody heard, there was in America, there was a Rav Menashe Klein. He's a Rav in Borough Park. Chassidus Rav, he's buried in Tzfas. He lived there, I think, 3 years ago. Big, big place. He has a Shaz HaTshuva's Mishnah Luchos, like 13 volumes. So he told me, he was in Buchenwald, in the concentration camps, and then there was a general in the American Army, his name was Dwight David Eisenhower. Anybody ever heard of him? Eventually he became the vice president, before he knew he was the president. He liberated them, he was in charge of the American troops that liberated him. In that same camp you had such illustrious Jews as Eli Wiesel, who's not, I wouldn't say Zecher Tzadik Levarocha, not from the big tzaddikim with his Nobel Prize, and you had Rav Menashe Klein there, he had some Chashev Yidden over there. So after the war was over, and he had already become president, so it was the 10th anniversary, the 15th anniversary of liberation, they made a big party, and people were supposed to come there and say hello to the president, and he called all the people that were famous. He called Eli Wiesel, he called the Rabbi Klein, he called all the Chashev people. So each person went up there, shook hands with President Dwight David Eisenhower, and then his Rebbetzin was there, the first lady, right? I can't call the first Rebbetzin, but she was there also, and each person shook her hand. So he saw that he's in trouble, he's going across the line, so he's heading for trouble. So he told me, he went up there, he shook the hands of the president, and then by her he said, you know, thank you very much. He wouldn't give her a hand, so it was very embarrassing. She stuck out her hand, he's not giving her a hand. So the president told him, he said, Rabbi, he says, I don't understand, you're not going to give my wife your hand? Do you realize how much effort we did to save you, and you don't have the respect for my wife? So he says, he answered on the spot. He said, Mr. President, what would happen if I not only gave her a hand, but I hugged her and kissed her? What would you do? So I said, belt you in your teeth. I'd knock your teeth out. What nerve would write you to that? So I said, in the Jewish religion, the Torah requires that we respect the fact that this is your wife, and Ashish. Not just that we don't hug and kiss, but we also don't shake hands, because this is your private person. We recognize it. There's Imi Kedusha, that it's yours, not ours. And Mr. President, but the president was very impressed. He says, Rabbi, I like that answer. I really like it. And this rabbi shook her hand also. Yeah, she's a dumb shiksa, but she understands that there's some social to it. He told me it was in the New York Times the next morning, and they printed it. He said, it's Mamash Kiddush Hashem. And he got out of it. The Gemara says, Habol Atayr Masai Noisei. If you want to be Matayr, you want to do things that are right, you can get around it. If a person is dedicated and he knows how to do these things, he's not going to be proud. Because people respect the fact that you keep your religion. If you can decide one time yes and one time no, depending on the age of the relation, then you're in trouble. If you're not consistent, you're asking for trouble. But I know loads of people, when I was in Eshet Torah, people had to go back home. Now we're talking about a person that was fry, and now he's going back home, and he's not going to hug and kiss his sister, and he's not going to shake her hand. It makes problems. But if you do it, you know the aloha, and you tell them nicely, and you're consistent, they respect it. People respect religion. They might talk against it, but they see if a person means it. Freedom of religion, the Baruch Hashem helps, so both times I know you say. So we're going to stop right now, already 5 minutes over time. We'll continue on the subject tomorrow. And if you have any questions, you'll ask me.